This is Flash at the Drop-In a Coil Show on the RealLibertyMedia.com with Larry Woods and Rob Works on this Thursday night, for me, the 23rd day of July, my favorite month of the year in 2020. And tonight, you want to post that in the RLM link chat, or do you want me to, Rob?
The
link that you're going to open with.
Yeah, I posted it earlier, but here it goes again.
Okay, well.
And thank you, Grammy Mary, for that link. She posted that on Real Liberty Media or realliberty.org. And so thank you, Grams, for bringing that to our attention.
And we're going to do the traditionals here. Thanks, Grim. We've managed yet to get on the air without a SOS to the big man. And the bots and bodies tonight for your reading entertainment are Barman, Beetle, Grimner, Moose Girl, Kate, Anti, Asmo, Chalcedony, Chloe, Dan Van Meter, Me, J. Dread, Meister Brow, Prince, Rob Works, Trust No One, Van Meter, Vanna White, W4DKV, Weather Dork, Phantom CC66, Chloe, Cyborg Noodle, NSIV, Frumpy, Jays, Nines, Jays, Kiss, Lurky, Lurkenstein, L. Woods, 01, Matt, WJ, 2002, Ponsas, Smodass, The Holiest Roger, and Z-Pix. And tonight, I think, Larry, you want to read that one, Larry, or is Rob going to do it?
What's that?
Which one?
That link. I'm going to mute for a bit and let you guys decide what you want to do about it.
Okay. I assume you've read the article, right, Larry?
Yes.
Okay. I don't see a need to read it. You can tell us about it.
Yeah, I'm just thrilled to death. Our wonderful president, Donald Trump, has decided to convert all of the 5G towers. Let me rephrase that. Most of the 5G towers to 432. That means that instead of destroying everybody with 5G and breaking our cell barriers, it's going to be healthy now. These towers will be healing people rather than killing people. However, in the D-run cities, and I think that's D-E-run, they have left them on like that just to prove to the world that it can be good and it can be bad.
Got to have contrast.
I'm just thrilled to death that he did that.
All right. So basically what it's saying, I'll go ahead and read a little bit of the article. Since most people don't know how to read, seems like.
Wow. I feel so special.
So since 2019, America's 5G towers have been converted to 432 hertz Tesla healing towers. They were initially created by the 1% in deep state to control and depopulate us, but Trump and his team have turned them into Tesla towers, just like the Mexican wall is also a Tesla healing wall. Since these 5G towers were created by 1% in deep state, you will see a COVID-19 stamp inside. I think we posted that a while back, or somebody posted that or talked about it, the 5G towers having a COVID-19 thing in there. I know I saw it. Anyway. You may have heard Trump speak of ventilators and how he will be shipping many to other countries to help with COVID-19. And while we've been told through Q that ventilators have double meaning, many are left wondering what role these ventilators play. For one, they're used when they rescue the children underground tunnels, children in underground tunnels, as initially these children were dying as they were exposed to the surface for the first time. They realize these ventilators save lives. I have no idea what that's talking about. But
The kids that were underground so long, They didn't have enough oxygen, so they adjusted to the level of oxygen or the level of breathable air that was down there. And when they brought them back to the surface, it was causing them problems with breathing. They had to readjust, and the ventilators helped the kids readjust.
Okay. Yeah, I hadn't heard of that. Moose Girl is saying that was a hoax. What was a hoax, Moose Girl? The 5G or the COVID-19 stamp inside the 5G towers? I'm guessing is what she's saying was a hoax. I don't know. But
keep reading the chat. It goes on.
Yeah.
Grimner's got a comment to make that.
Oh,
kind
ventilators
of soft,
are not good. They kill people. The COVID. Okay. So, anyways, that's what this article said, something about that. Anyway, and there's this, remember the COVID thief fiasco when Trump tweeted something about COVID thief and they thought he was talking about coffee and he just misspelled it? COVFEFE. Turns out those are magnets. Hello?
Yeah, those are cobalt, vanadium, and iron magnets.
Right. And so, I guess the speculation is that was a clue to these magnetic properties that cleanse the impurities from the 5G. Now, some of this is a little fantastic for me, even.
Well, and, what the magnets do is change the frequency of the 5G signal.
Right.
The magnets, lower the frequency.
If he's changed it to 432 already anyway, what would you need those for?
Those were the way he did it.
Okay.
That was his process.
Okay. And so I was saying here, when the deep state unleashed the virus in China, what they did was make every citizen receive a vaccine the year prior, which had the virus in it. And when they were ready to unleash it, they turned on the 5G towers. Unfortunately, in China, the towers are still dangerous, not tuned to 432. But this is why you saw footage of people collapsing on the spot. It was a combination of the mandatory shots plus 5G. Here in America, we did not see the same outcome as in China, even though many have received shots contaminated with COVID-19. Why? Because our 5G towers have been safe since 2019, according to this. So, and it goes on and talks about some other stuff, and nothing to really do with it so much. And bloodlines, and evidently the 1% deep space, deep state or Rh negative bloodlines, and when they create these viruses and things, they're created for Rh positive bloodlines, and so that's why they're like 95% to 100% immune to everything that comes out, and so forth. So if you have Rh negative blood and you notice you don't get sick very much, that's why, according to this.
I doubt if many of your listeners will have Rh negative blood.
Yeah.
We are catering to the wrong crowd.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, then you're fired.
Oh, well.
Fine.
What's new, huh? Anyway. So, Larry was awful quiet through that first link.
Hmm. Yeah, I just think that this is amazing. It's wonderful. I couldn't be happier.
Is there any way we can actually verify that has actually happened?
Yeah, that it's true.
That
it's just not another meme on the internet.
It to 432 hertz.
I don't have that equipment. Yes, there are signal testers that will verify what frequency your router's putting out. But I don't have that kind of equipment. It's pretty expensive test equipment.
It'd be interesting just to verify that. I mean, it's nice to read it in a in a blog article, but it's it would be really exciting to me to actually have concrete proof that it's been done.
One of my partners works for a cell phone company. I'll see if he can bring one of the machines home.
Oh, that'd be great.
Hey!
Yeah, see what we can do for next week.
Hey, speaking of which, are you ready with a Monday meeting report?
Oh, am I?
That's sure. Why you've been so quiet.
Yeah, I've been looking at pictures.
He's been chewing on his lip.
Well, as you know, I posted last week the three-phase diagram, wiring diagram.
Right, yeah.
Well, that's special, and that works real well. But before that, we lost our Cambridge guy because he says this stuff can't work, and there's no way I'm going to continue. Well, last Monday, a couple of the other guys had gone on with this particular circuit and found out that one of them is getting 100 to 1. Rather than 1 to 1, he's getting 100 to 1 on the voltage increase. So that was pretty amazing. And the other guy is getting... He's just lighting different resistive loads with a circuit that does not read anything at all, and you can touch it and it won't shock you, and that sort of thing. You can't get any readings off your meters with it. And he's lighting 45 light bulbs with it.
Up to 45 now.
Yeah, he's up to 45 now.
100-watt light bulbs? So that's 4,500 watts.
Yeah, 4,500-watt light bulbs. And the more he puts on it, they just keep lighting. So yeah, that's pretty good in my opinion. So what I've done this morning, one of the other guys and I got together and looked at these two different wiring diagrams. We pulled everything out of the Cambridge wiring diagram that was electronic, absolutely everything. It doesn't even have any diodes in it now. And we are powering it through a single phase of this three-phase system.
Right.
Got that wiring diagram hooked up, and it works electrically. So we'll see how that works when I get the two different groups to do the wiring on it.
Right.
I don't have the right coils, or I'd be doing all this testing myself. That and I burned my oscilloscope up on the very first test I did with our coils. So far, these are not the coils that I have designed. These are the coils that one of the other members at the 3D printing guy just says, well, this will be a neat shape and I can do it and it'll be easy to wind.
Uh-huh.
So that turned out to be a component coil only.
That's the one you gave us the wiring diagram for yet last week.
Right, the component coil.
Right. Okay.
And so that's a three-phase motor driver, and the component coil is also the one that the Cambridge guy decided that he didn't want to do anymore. But with all the good results that the other guys have been having with it, the Cambridge man is now on board and is willing to discuss and finish up his wiring. So
good.
We're on the right track and we got him back.
Talk about returns.
Yeah, boy, howdy, am I happy. This has been a really good week.
Well, that's good. You know, sometimes I need to do that, too, is take a break from something that's frustrating, and then a week later I want to get back into it.
Yeah,
he has a short attention span and gets frustrated easy.
So do I, yeah. I got the attention span of a blind monkey.
and I'm just the stupid monkey.
Well, Doug brought it up in the chat, so I thought I'd throw monkey out there. Let them know I was reading the chat.
Now, the guys in the group are just amazing, and they're doing some really wonderful things. I'm just real happy to be part of it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you were trying not to brag too much, but this is one of those times where you need to talk a little bit about why you know what you know about the 432 and the towers.
Well,
why did that strike you so deeply, Mr. Larry?
Okay.
I mean, I know you're trying to not brag, but, I mean, this is the time to let your people that listen to you, this isn't bragging, it's more like identifying, you know, letting them know where you've been.
You actually had something to do with that.
Yeah, I gave them those proper frequencies about 5 years ago. I was involved with a group. I went to Waco, Texas, and did some demonstrations. And they were putting up the Tesla towers. And I told them that those were going to kill people and make people sterile. And they said, well, we can't do anything about it. I said, yeah, you can. Just change the dial. Move the dial. Change your frequencies. And they said, well, we don't know what to change them to. So while I was there, I sat down and did all the calculations for all the frequency ranges that they broadcast in and gave them the proper frequencies for it. So that's where they got them, and thank God that they used them.
Well, how many ranges are there to use? And how difficult is it to switch from one to another?
They've got 8 ranges from 30 megahertz to 300. Wait a minute, 30 gigahertz to 300 gigahertz. And I did the calculations for each of those 8 broadcast ranges.
Well, and how hard is it to change it from one setting to another?
That's a dial. That's one rheostat, like dimming your lights in your house.
Hmm.
And
so the people that built it knew they were making a weapons grade tower that could hurt people? Depending on where you set the dial?
Yeah, maybe.
Wow.
I really don't think that they understood that. What they were using was the 440 base frequency that Hitler put out to make everybody mad. And we don't want to do that.
But so using the correct frequency, 432, is just as dangerous then in itself?
No, it's not dangerous at all. In fact, it's healthy.
Well, if you just... Okay, I'm confused then. I thought you meant that they could change from 432 good for you and change it to something that's bad for you at the turn of the dial.
Well, they can't.
Well, it's the turn of the dial that changes it from 440 that's bad for you down to 432 that's good for you.
So how do you disable the 440 and stay at 432?
For them to turn the dial right back to 440.
You can't disable that.
I understand. That's what I mean. It's just like, wow, how simple this whole thing really is. In a technical way, but turn a dial, even I can turn a dial.
It's a matter of doing some long calculations to reestablish what the good frequencies are.
Well, hopefully this will catch on and a few more people will notice and do something about it. Because we're not all in a position to do much more than listen, you know?
Yeah.
Like me. I can't change Denmark one little tiny bit.
Well, I think the rest of the world's going to catch on once that they find out that the population centers are still getting sick. It's just something that they're going to want to do. And Trump will give them the information that they need.
And the unwashed masses are trained like dogs to bark corona at any given moment for any given illness.
Yep.
So I got... the good money, the big money's on. Anyway, I like this, but
I mean, I just think it's all true. I mean, you know, it sounds great. I would love to verify that.
Please remember, me too.
Please remember to ask that guy to
absolutely, yeah.
To bring his signal tester.
Yeah. You know, I was looking over at something about electromagnetic spectrum. Now, all this stuff that you're talking about, just before I interrupted you again, does that fall into that electromagnetic spectrum, or are these frequencies something different?
Yeah, microwave is just one of the electromagnetic frequencies.
Okay, so that's where we are with 432 is still, yeah. It's a 5G microwave.
Yeah, it's still microwave. You bet.
I don't like to not be positive, Larry, so I like to ask.
And also, if you had if you were up on the cell phone tower and they were projecting this 432 frequency, you could get right in front of it, and it would be a heavy enough frequency that it would be harmful. But
it's too slow, right?
You're too close to it.
It's
too much intensity.
You're standing right in front of the speaker.
Yeah, it's like putting your ear on the speaker.
Except that the volume isn't something you hear with your ear. You hear it differently, right? Internally.
It's just the power of the signal that's being put out. You get too close to it, it'll burn you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
It's a microwave still, but it's not going to heat up your phones. It's not going to heat your body up. It's not going to destroy the cell walls. Mm-hmm. It's not going to make you sterile unless you get right next to it. And you're not going to be that close to it. At 432, it mostly is absorbed in the earth because it's the same frequency. It resonates at the same frequency that the earth does.
And a requirement of it is it's got to be run with these batteries? Or is just an added extra?
No, a battery is just so that your phone will pick up the signal.
Oh, I was talking about the magnetic surge making formula. It's an alloy of cobalt, vanadium, and iron, creating a magnetic material that will also facilitate on and on and on. But is that part of the game already, or is that an add-on? I'm a little confused.
That's an add-on that changes the 440 to 432 because the magnetic field limits the frequency.
So both of these components put together create an environment to make this possible.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm just doing it the simplest possible way, Larry. I want to make sure I'm following you.
Yeah.
Because if I can't follow you, then who the hell could?
It's a simple additional magnetic field that's like adding a capacitor into a system that slows down the frequency. And that magnet will slow it down from 440 to 432. It doesn't take much.
Uh-huh. So it's not the amount.
So they're putting these magnets on the towers themselves?
Not on the towers themselves, but on the equipment in the little bitty house below the tower.
Okay, so the signal is converted before it ever hits the antenna.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I get that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you got to plug your cord into your guitar or you don't get no vibration out of the amplifier.
Yeah.
So I get the idea. Yeah, hey. I told you, if I can figure this stuff out, it's not that hard.
It's like if you put a strong magnet on your computer screen or your TV screen, it's going to screw it up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've never tried that, but I have read that many times.
Now
it's concrete. Larry said
The old CRT monitors used to have a DGOS function. You hit it and they go, and all the color, it'll be all change all colors and everything, and then it'd be clear again. That's basically desaturating the magnetic field inside there.
Yeah. Let's go to magnetic saturation.
That was the other topic that we actually had a comment on the show from a listener, not in the chat room, just from somebody out there.
That was a link, right? Wait a minute.
No, it's on the...
No, it wasn't a link. It was just a question. Oh, yeah, that's right.
It was a comment on the show, if I can find it.
About magnetic saturation.
Right. I want you to talk more about magnetic saturation, exactly.
Okay. So,
yeah, it's right. I've got it open. It says, we got a comment on, okay, I think revisiting the topic of magnetic saturation for the purpose of clarification would be appropriate. Think of a magnetically permeable material like a sponge holding water. It can only hold so much because there is a link posted about the MEG in the show notes. And he wanted to share, you want me to open up the link it had in it, Rob?
That link.
The magnetic energy generator.
He put a link in there to aboveunity.com. I'm sure you're familiar with that site.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a good generator. It's just that it's got moving parts.
Yeah,
it's got bearings that'll wear out. It's got a lot of stuff that'll wear out.
Isn't that a Bedini coil or based on a Bedini coil?
It's based on a Bedini coil, the Searle coil of the maglev drive from Keshe or Kesh or whatever his name is, K-E-S-H-E, whatever, however you pronounce that.
Hmm.
All those are functional. All those are over Unity. But what they're doing is collecting the counter EMF and using that. The bad spikes in the stuff that burns out your electronic equipment. The guys I'm working with started out doing that, and they were getting, out of a 12-volt system, they were getting 3,000-volt spikes and thinking that was really super-duper. But they couldn't run their equipment for more than 5 minutes before it burned out the MOSFET.
Yeah.
That's the switching device.
Same thing your other guys having.
Yeah, same problems the other guys are having. We have eliminated that problem. Simply through the coils, the different styles of coils.
Yep.
So let's go to magnetic separation.
Saturation.
A standard coil has got an iron core. Okay, and the wires just wrap round and round randomly on that core. So I bought a 1,500 milliamp wire core, iron core. It's laminated iron layers. But it's only good for 1,500 milliamps. It was 8 inches around. Well, that's cool, but when you put power to that wire that's wrapped around it, that iron will become a magnet, and it can only become a specific amount of magnet because of the amount of iron in that core.
Probably
so once it reaches that strength, it can't do anything else. That's why all the coils in the world so far only do one thing. They're only rated for whatever the rating on that iron core is. So I'm cheap. I want one that'll do everything. Two or three different coils that will do everything, the whole range. And we've got that now. And not only that, that iron core weighed 7 or 8 pounds, and it cost me $105. And I put $3 worth of wire on it and could only get 1,500 milliamps out of it. Well, on an 8-inch air core with the proper geometric design on it, and the proper proportions, or the 2-3-8 ratio, that gave me 30 amps at 3 volts. And it only had 1 ohm of wire, or 1 ohm of wire on it. So I should have only gotten, the formula is 1 volt through 1 ohm of resistance yields 1 amp. We put 1 volt through 1 ohm of resistance and got 10 amps. We put 3 volts through 1 ohm of resistance and got 30 amps. And it was out of wire that was rated for 0.9 amps. And the eye heated up. It got to 120 degrees and it stopped heating up. This other coil, we put 30 amps through it, and within 3.5 minutes, it started a fire on a 2x4 that we had it laying on. So that's the difference in geometry and air core versus ion core that saturates. Once it's saturated, it doesn't do anything but produce more heat.
It's like having a glass full. You can't put more in it.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. See, two things in one show.
That's it.
Right. I'm tired now. I'm going to take a break. All this thinking is making my head hurt.
I'm just happy there's something in the glass.
Oh, well, I'm getting teased in the RLM chat. So,
well, I want to thank the commenter for making that comment. Nick is nobody. Nobody. KNOWBUDDY. Nobody. So, thank you, nobody, for that comment. And
clever wordsmith.
Your interest in the show. Appreciate you.
Yeah, believe that. Well, this is a special kind of show for a special kind of person.
Yeah.
I guarantee that. Yeah, well, I listen to you guys sometimes, and I got to slow down a little bit because some of the words go a little beyond me.
Yeah, it helps to know the lingo, too.
I'm learning. See, that's why I came along on the ride.
Not everybody knows.
Guys. Then you let me off my leash, and I can ask questions and talk a little bit. I'm fucking around.
Well, that gives us an indication of when we're talking over people's heads and stuff, too. I mean, that's actually a good thing.
Because I recognize it, and I just think, well, you know, when I was brand new at a certain thing, sometimes it helped to slow down and just go, hey, what does that mean? I'm not sure.
I try to stop and define terms and things like that. I think people might not, like, I get it, but it's like when we were schematic the other day. And you had no idea that those little humps meant it wasn't connected.
Right.
One little thing can change your whole view of the whole thing, you know?
I suppose.
One of the folks in there said it sounds like a toaster. That's the way a direct resistance heater works. It's got the heating elements in it. And they put a certain amount of electricity through those heating elements, and they glow red because they can't handle that much heat.
It's a direct short.
Yeah, it's a direct short.
So
that's why they glow red, because they're trying to melt. But it's made out of material that won't melt very easily.
Yeah.
The cone of silence.
It's got a high temperature rating.
Yep. Well, Chief, I think this requires the cone of silence.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's the cone, not the dome.
Switching gears here a little bit, I'd like to thank Circle for bringing this to our attention.
Another link?
Some researchers it's that link she gave me, which I did not save.
Then I got nothing put
where right. Where were they? Is Circle home?
Yeah, but she's upstairs.
I don't know. Are you familiar with the three utilities problem, Larry? I put a link to it in the chat. I mean, in the.
How to cross the systems without them affecting one another.
Yeah, well, it's basically the problem is you've got three houses that have water, gas, and electric. And how can you hook all three houses up to all three utilities without crossing any of the lines? That's the problem in its most simple explanation. So evidently, anyway, some people in Sweden or somewhere over there, or Denmark maybe, I don't the article was in some foreign language I couldn't understand, so I couldn't read it. But evidently they've solved this issue. Sorry about that. I just got an email.
I don't really know, other than over here, the utilities all are assigned a different depth in the ground.
Yeah, no, it has nothing to do with utilities. That's just a theoretical way to explain the problem. Basically, how do you take multiple? Well, I figured this would have an application in what you're doing here, because you've got coils that have up to, I don't know, you got coils with 144 circuits. That's 288 connections coming off of that coil. How are you going to keep those all straight and not crossing each other and stuff? And these guys have come up with the formula for that. They've solved it.
Yeah, I remember Sirk making a big deal out of that the other morning.
You know, so
that's actually easy for us. The coil goes in at one spot and it comes out at another spot, and when you go to your terminal strips, you just separate those two wires, those two sets of wires, with your electronics book, because it's no longer good for anything except to separate the wires.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, you just physically keep them separated by putting some sort of obstruction in between them.
Uh-huh.
And the ones that come in, let's say top and bottom instead of in and out. Well, okay, all the in wires go to one set of strips, and all the out wires go to another set of terminal strips.
Uh-huh.
So you just keep them separated with that book or whatever, physically separated, and the two terminal strips are in different positions so that those wires never cross.
Right.
And they all have to be straight and not crossing one another.
Right.
Because what happens when you cross an electrical field at anything other than a 90 or 180? It collapses the field. Yep. When you twist those wires together, they're no longer separate magnetic fields. They become one magnetic field.
Right.
That's the secret of all of this. You let each wire create its own magnetic field to interact with the wire's magnetic field next to it, with a gap every once in a while, so that magnetic field can expand. And as that gap gets closer to the center of these donuts, that field is compressed. So you have expansion and compression on the outside and compression only in the ring of the toroid. So you're getting a dual compression out of the whole field.
So it's like a more complicated version of jumping boxes, you know, the electrical boxes or light switch boxes. You know, where you hook one onto the next one, onto the, they all connect.
Well, you're just describing something in series or parallel.
But they connect, but they don't connect because, well, they're connected by a piece of wire. But they're physically apart, right? So,
yeah.
Well, I'm trying to make...
It's more like the bellows that you use to add air into a coal fire.
Oh, okay. I know what that is, yeah.
Okay. It's more like that. You're letting, when you lift that pump up, like an air pump, when you lift the pump up, that's letting the field expand. And when you push that air pump down, that's compressing the field.
Well, doesn't that change the temperature when it does that?
It does if you're doing it enough, yeah.
Okay.
But when you've got the proper expansion,
mm-hmm.
then it doesn't heat up. It will okay. heat up, yeah. but not much.
All right. That's what I was getting at, because most of the problems I've ever encountered with electrical equipment is like stuff will get hot and brittle, turning it on and off over a period of time, years.
Yeah.
And if you just run it, it might last the same amount of time instead of ever turning it off. But, you know. I don't know if that was the same idea or not. Maybe not. I was just thinking of the components getting hot and cold and snapping and breaking up.
When you can maintain a temperature under the breakdown temperature of the dielectric insulation on the wire.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that. Yeah. I figured that out after I started jacking. I went, oh, man. But I didn't know that that would work that way.
Yeah.
Now I know, but you got to keep it at a temperature that won't destroy what you're working on. And you said that's part of the game. I should have known better before I challenged you, Larry.
How dare you?
I'm going to have the dunce cap on for the rest of the show now.
No. I want everybody to prove me wrong.
Yeah, that's right. There's the challenge. Doug's going to be all over that.
And then teach me why I am wrong.
Yeah, you tell him, Larry. Hey, Beetle. Beetle just popped up for a hello in the RLM chat.
All right, explain it so a fifth grader can understand it.
I'm willing to change my mind at any point. But so far, all I've told you is things that I have proven.
Yeah, my favorite story so far about the Monday meeting is the guy that wanted out and then reconsidered, calmed down a little bit, got over his bubble, and because I do that. I get fucked up and decide, I don't want to do this. 4 days go by, and I go, I wish I didn't stop that. I just needed a break. Well, I didn't need to quit it.
Yeah.
Okay, he's a lab technician.
Yeah, I'm high strung like that. I know. Yeah. I'm talking from experience here, Mr. Larry.
And when he puts together a circuit on a circuit board, it's a beautiful thing. And we had him with a batch of wires hanging out in midair that looked like spaghetti. And he says, I'm not going to show anybody this ugly shit.
I'm too embarrassed to show this to anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it's not worse or not. I'm just embarrassed because it looks ugly.
Yeah. So his next project, what we've assigned him for this week, is to go through that
and make it pretty,
make all the wires, have a completely new set of wires that are all exactly the same length to use for the other set of components that just is a mirror of what we got him to put on so far on the other side of the board.
Cool.
And once he does that, he'll have something that's pretty and it works. And then we're going to freak him out even more by telling him to rip all that shit apart, because the MOSFET that we put in there and the two resistors that we put in there and the two extra capacitors that we put in there and the four diodes that we put in there, those are all going to disappear. And he's going to say at that point, this cannot work. So
you're just fucking with him now.
Yeah. Going to make him do the work to start with all his extra funny shit that's going to burn out, and then we're going to take it all out for him.
Yeah.
Wow. And he's still going to have two power takeoffs off the system that we showed him. There'll be 110-volt power takeoffs out of a 12-volt system.
So anybody with what they would call a real electrical education at any kind of electrical would call you a wackadoodle then, right? That's the first thing you would expect.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Yeah. If they didn't, you would know that they hadn't studied what you learned and had to forget.
Yeah. Well,
what a game. Okay.
If
I just wanted to clarify.
If you look at the circuit that I presented last week, circuit one, Circuit 5 and Circuit 9 are direct shorts.
Yeah.
That should mean that those three circuits will heat up a whole lot and probably start a fire. However, with the way the coils are geometrically designed, that turns 1, 5, and 9, each one of them, into a capacitor, which is the starting capacitor for the three-phase load that we're going to put on it. It's a starting capacitor for each leg of the three-phase load.
Right.
Instead of a potential hazard.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
See, you're doing this. I'm the eight-year-old here. Do I get a gold star, Uncle Larry?
You get a gold star for today.
All right. Hey, you know what would be kind of interesting, though? Fishing report.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
I'm never listening to the weatherman ever again.
Says that every week.
I know. I'm just stupid. The weatherman said, a gentle breeze 3 miles an hour coming from the south. Well, he was right in the coming from the south part.
Did you get hit by a boat?
No, I got hit by a hurricane.
Ow!
It wasn't really a hurricane, but we had 40 mile an hour winds. The entire lake that's only 200 acres was white capping. And about a quarter of the way from one side to the other to get back to where we had the car, the motor stopped working.
Oh, God.
And that meant that it was time to paddle.
Against the wind.
Paddling by myself, I was getting blown back to where we started from. And so I had to get my buddy to paddle. Well, he's recently had surgery on one of his shoulders and would take two strokes and then stop. And every time he stopped, we'd go backwards.
So, oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
To get about 150 yards, it took us almost an hour. And by the time I got back to the car, I was used plumb up.
No,
we only caught three little bitty fish the whole trip, so that wasn't exciting. But, oh, man, I almost went to sleep on the way home. I was so tired.
Wow.
Well, there's this big blue thing up above you called the sky.
Yeah.
You can usually see a storm that bad coming, can't you?
What was the sky? It was
a sunny day.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a sunny day. And it
was just swimmed up on you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, we were fishing sheltered coves to start with so that I could paddle real easy and just move us around quietly. But boy howdy, when we got out on the big lake it wasn't fun.
Well, it was funny. Sorry, Larry, but other people's misery tends to
be funny as hell to hear about.
We had folks on shore watching us. Will we make it or will we not?
That's taking a bit.
Probably on YouTube somewhere, right? They're pulling the links now.
Yeah. Hey, look at these two old fools.
Will they be one of those guys that leaves the boat all the way at the other end of the lake and walks back to the parking lot?
Yeah. Oh, wow. You're no Ted Bundy, I'll tell you.
Makes you wish you had your trolling motor about right there.
Oh, I wish it would. Yeah. Yeah, our trolling motor coil.
Yeah.
You bet.
I see all these problems that we have. They're all man-made.
Yeah.
They're manufactured, every bit of it.
Yep.
We could do things better than this, but the people don't know about much of it.
When I got back home, I took the lower unit off of my, removed the prop off the trolling motor, and there was a whole bunch of line wrapped around it. That's why it stopped. It completely drained the battery.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It was dragging.
Yeah, it was.
You had gaps.
I fixed that problem.
You had a big gap problem.
Well, all I know is
gap life, letting Ryan in.
Life is different when my side is the majority. I'm telling you. And it could happen someday. It's possible.
What?
It could happen. My side will be the majority.
What's your side?
The right side.
I'm
telling
you. You mean our side?
No, I don't. Because you're way the fuck over yonder, and Larry's way over the fuck yonder.
I got mine, fuck y'all.
No, see, I live amongst sane people that don't act stupid, so.
Oh, lucky you.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's like I would think, if somebody was telling me this shit right now in this time in life, yo, you're full of shit. But I'm living it, man, and it's like, wow. I'm watching old people walking hand in hand, people carrying their kids like they always have. And then I read the other stuff, and I go, wow. Then I hear the fishing report, and Cirque just went to go visit at a fishing area where, anyway, nothing happens. The dog's good. She's good. No COVID.
No masks.
Nobody's wearing masks. Nobody's giving each other shit about it. I thought it was just where I'm living.
Right.
But she works in the city, and she says even in the city now, nobody's wearing masks and all of this stuff.
I got kicked out of the convenience store on the way to fishing trip because I didn't have a mask on.
They wouldn't sell you shit?
No, they made me leave.
Wow.
So I went out to the car and got a bandana and put it on like a mask and went right
in,
and everything was cool.
And that's
the mask is not fine enough to stop a virus. Period.
We all know that. People don't want to admit
this. This says right on the box. This will not stop corona in any way.
Mm-hmm.
Or any other virus.
Yep. Well, anyway, your fishing report kind of brought the out of. But you blamed it on the weather report.
Well, yeah. It was my fault. I wasn't paying attention to the big lake. I was trying to catch a fish.
Oh, okay. Well,
I was watching the shoreline. I did get a visit from the three little raccoons.
Oh.
The three baby raccoons, they were still in the same area.
Yeah,
really?
And that was kind of nice.
Yeah, that's cool.
I like to see the critters.
Yeah.
I'm there for the critters more than the fish anyway.
Right.
Okay. I understand that. Yeah, well.
I'm a nature freak.
Nature.
They're nature.
Yeah. Wow. Tell you who a nature freak is Mary.
All right.
She's doing a lot better, too, by the way. If you haven't been following along on the Mary recovery after wrestling a car.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yeah, the car beat her, but she's been going to the chiropractor the last couple weeks. They're making her use muscles that need to be exercised, and it's hurting. So.
I don't know if you can say the car beat her. If the car's still sitting in a grave and she's kicking.
Oh, you know what I mean. She walked away alive. But
she walked away. The car didn't.
Anybody else driving would have probably not done as well as she did. The explanation she gave me of what took place, and her husband. So
yeah,
I believe them. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I still think that she's lucky to fucking survive it.
If she hadn't stopped, she wouldn't have gotten hit though. But. The girl would probably be dead.
See, yeah, the collision was like a...
She took a hit to save that girl's life.
Pretty much.
From a karma perspective.
Yeah, well, hindsight, Rob.
Well, yeah, from a synchronistic viewpoint.
But see how much better...
The universe is a synchronistic organism, and it caused her to do that, to save that girl's life, because maybe 30 years from now... Maybe 30 years from now, that girl's going to invent something that changes the world.
You never know. I think a lot of that stuff works that way, too.
Yeah.
And we try to explain it. Yeah, explaining it makes it sound crazy. But if you look at your history, you know, like Larry, probably when he was sitting in that boat the other day in a storm, he was probably not thinking about this. That he'd be sitting dry and high in the living room on his computer after a three-hour fight trying to get online.
Or something like this. The guy that was standing on the shore watching the two old farts in the boat trying to make their way back to shore spent an extra 10 minutes there watching them, and that delayed their getting back out on the highway by 10 minutes, which caused them to miss a big, giant, freaking semi that was coming down the road.
That's the way it works.
You know? And you never know. I mean, there's no... You have no way of knowing all the different little synchronicities that happen.
There's no script? Oh, shit.
Nope.
Oh, speaking of no script, Grimm's on week 4 of his new show on Monday. It's all connected. And next week, he's doing a special on Kennedy guy, John F. Kennedy. I think the F was Fitzgerald, not fuck you.
Yeah. Fitzgerald, yes.
Yeah, I wanted to cuss there, Larry. I wouldn't make me a mess on the show.
And Junior is alive. I remember when Junior died, but Junior is alive. Junior had a 20-year plan to sabotage all the deep state folks, and Trump is carrying that plan out.
That's what Steve is saying.
Yep.
I want to get him. You want to do a special episode on Saturday or Sunday?
Those days are really bad for me.
Okay. Well, they're the only days Steve has off.
Maybe real early in the day on a Sunday.
Okay. Steve called me up the other day. And those who listen to my previous shows, the Smoke and Mirrors show, will remember him from the couple of shows he did about the land patents and stuff.
Yeah, but what was his last name?
Steve Skidmore.
Because I remember you doing the show, and I've listened to the show, but names and such.
Yeah.
Well, Steve
was one of my best friends in the world, and we used to do foreclosure defense together with a company called Endless Fraud Detection. And but he called me up the other day just going off about all this Nestara stuff. And you familiar with that, Larry?
Yeah.
I figured you would be.
Foreclosure defense?
Yeah, we did forensic mortgage analysis and found flaws and violations in people's mortgages and helped them to generate evidence to sue the banks for fraud, basically.
Cool.
But that was... many moons ago.
Well, you could always do is, if you have a Saturday or Sunday available, just try to connect
to schedule it out. It'd probably be easier for him, too, as well.
If you couldn't make it, then you missed. But try to hook it up, because it sounds like it'd be good.
Well, and
what do you think, Larry?
Yeah, yeah. So what was he talking about, the Desaur stuff?
Well, he was just talking about, like, just what you said. Junior's alive. He's been working behind the scenes in the shadows to bring all this stuff to fruition. And the whole Nestara thing, which, you know, the Karens in the room will poo-poo all over it and conspiracy theories and stuff. But... supposedly what happened is a bunch of farmers way back when did a lawsuit when they started all this stuff with the farming stuff. and
Monsanto.
I am not explaining it very well at all. That's why I want to have Steve on, because he understands it. And I'm my opinion.
I
think they all suck. I don't think there's any fucking way in hell Trump is actually trying to do good for humanity. So I'm having a hard time, choking that little bit down. Contrary to what Chloe might think. I have a real hard time believing in any of them, because none of them ever given me anything to believe in.
You didn't read the paper.
But I'm seeing some signs, It's like the whole Fed being merged with the Treasury. That fits in with the program that they're talking about. Other little things that are happening. People getting arrested, all the pedophile stuff coming out. With Epstein and Jizzy. But then you got pictures of Trump with Jizzy. And so how is he not part of that?
I was asking.
Trump and Melania both, one of them I just saw this morning or yesterday of Melania there, looking like she's about to have an orgasm standing there next to Epstein.
That's what all that TV's for, is so that people be trained to recognize the shit that you don't recognize. Because I don't recognize it either. I wouldn't know what's her name, Jizzy, if I ran into her in the street.
Yeah.
But she's on the internet every day about pedophile something or another. Well, there's two things. One, I don't bang little kids. And number two, I live in a place where that doesn't interest me. So
yeah,
it gets a whole shitload of attention, but I don't know.
It's all connected.
Ask Grimm, he'll tell you. Yeah, because that's where you went on the Kennedy rant, because I brought up Grimm doing Kennedy next week.
Yeah, it's all connected.
Wow, now he's got more shit than he
did.
Poor Grimm, you have to do a two-hour show.
Oh, no. That show can go on and on and on and never even barely scratch the surface.
I know. He knows, too.
Yeah, that's why he did it. He's never going to run out of stuff to talk about.
Ever. It's not in 100,000 episodes.
Right.
1,000 episodes.
100,000
episodes. I mean, the banking numbers, because
yeah.
I stopped supporting Joe Biden, president? You know who I'm supporting?
Trump.
Yeah, you know why?
Because I really mean it.
If he did this much good in 3.5 years, wow, there won't be a selection in November.
Yeah.
You guys will belong to Venezuela by the end of October, maybe. The first or the second of November, the down payment will close.
Well, when Bush got elected, the second Bush, I thought that was going to be it. Because this was a dumb motherfucker. Obviously dumb motherfucker.
Okay, what makes you say that?
Just his demeanor, just the way he acted. And it was obvious to me that he was the only reason he was there, because he was Bush's son. And
yep.
Bush is a kingpin, or was a kingpin. He owned Houston. He iron gripped that town. So anybody that ever lived around Houston knew it. But the vitriol and frothing at the mouth, rabid response to Trump makes their reaction to Bush pale. They wouldn't like or want Bush in 2000 when he got elected. But
I don't really know much about all that.
Their welcome to Bush was like welcoming a long lost son home, compared to the way they treat Trump.
Okay, this is the press you're talking about?
Yeah, the press, the media, the whole political arena. I mean, everybody, even the Republicans are frothing at the mouth against Trump, some of them. There's a small handful of Republicans that are still standing by him, but, you know, everybody's turned against him. I mean, Bush got a nice warm reception compared to Trump from the liberal media.
Liberal media. Oh boy. See, I don't read any of the liberal media. I just know it exists.
I don't read into it, but I pay attention to what they're doing and the fact that all out blitz of just nonstop. I mean, the whole impeachment thing, Russiagate. Now they're saying, Russia was putting bounties out on U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. Trump didn't do nothing about it. What the fuck was he supposed to do about it anyway, for one? But what? They're saying he didn't know about it.
He tried to buy Greenland. He did that.
You know?
He's good. He's really good.
Well, you're not going to hear about anything positive.
Nothing here. I don't know.
Let me finish what I'm saying.
Well,
you're not going to hear anything positive about Bush in any of the mainstream media, whether it's from here, there, or anywhere else.
I know that.
You know,
it's all liberal owned. What, six corporations own everything now?
Yeah.
We're all slaves to
at the same time, he's got his head so far up Israel's ass. Mm-hmm. You know, he's declaring Jerusalem the capital and moving the embassy and. And giving them the green light to annex the West Bank and just
bombing the shit out of the Middle East.
Bombing the shit out of their enemies for them and all that. So, you know, something's not messing up. And if, and a real big if, this stuff is true about him changing the frequencies on the 5G towers or having that done, and merging the Fed and the Treasury, and if that's all a ploy to get them to buy up all the debt, and that's the way Steve was explaining to you. What he's doing is he's getting he merged the Fed with the Treasury, and now he's got the Fed spending all these trillions of dollars buying up all this debt. And he's going to load all the debt up on them, then he's going to wipe them out. And because the Fed could be made to go away with a signature, and the debt would be all be wiped out and gone. And that's what this whole Nassara thing is saying, is that it wiped the Fed, it wiped all the debt. It's a debt jubilee. It'll all go away. They're going to do what Kennedy tried to do and return to a gold and silver backed monetary system based on a warehouse receipt system, which is what the old silver and gold certificates were. They're nothing more than warehouse receipts. Pay to the bearer upon demand 1 ounce of gold or silver, whichever it may be.
Okay, and what's going to become of the derivatives market? Or the futures market?
Most of that's just going to get bought out. Market. I'm not sure. I don't know. They haven't addressed that.
Well, there's a big part of why shit doesn't work properly is you got these markets.
Sure. Well, with the Fed going away, the markets are it's a part of the system. The Fed is the key to the whole thing. It's the cornerstone of the whole system. You take the Fed out of it. You go back to an honest monetary system. They won't be able to do this shit. They won't be able to say, okay, cut me a magic check for $4 billion and, you know, let me short this stock over here. Or whatever it may be. I'm just throwing shit out there. I don't know, but I've never been in the stock market. I've never bought stocks. I've never done any of that shit. Don't give a shit. Sure, lots of people got super rich and, you know, from it, but the way I see it is that whole thing creates suffering, and I don't want any part of it.
Wow.
Makes what the rich folks richer and the poor folks poorer.
Yeah. Well, that's what we have, though.
So in the coronavirus, how many billionaires got a whole lot more?
None, really, because it's all paperwork. It's make-believe, Larry. Oh, that's my stand on this whole thing. Is
it's real when they're out on their 250-foot yacht.
Well, I don't know. I live in a small rural place where people just are normal to me. Whatever my normal is, I found it. There's no flamboyance.
Yeah.
I was making a point.
I want to get back to it. So once all this, the Fed is gone.
Oh, yeah.
And they're rounding all these pedophiles up. And it's like, that's already started. I mean, you can say what you want, but there's a lot of people been arrested and a lot of pedophiles that are have been and are being arrested and put behind bars and charged. So the Fed is gone. They go after and take all these people down, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Warburgs, all these motherfuckers that have been, you know, trafficking people and
murdering,
stealing, murdering, raping your way across the planet.
Yeah.
Take all of their wealth. Now, they, according to the story, the military did an audit of the Fed at gunpoint back a few years ago. And they found that the Fed had obfuscated with $800 trillion worth of money.
It doesn't even exist, I mean, in the first place.
Well, what
How do you account for that kind of money? It's insane.
Well, when they can create it at will.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean.
They created and stole and put on our tab $800 trillion. And they all these families that actually own the stocks, the preferred stock in the Federal Reserve System, are the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, and all these people.
And we could never buy it. If we had the money
it was never offered to anybody. So they take all these families down and pull and freeze their accounts when you get pulled over with money in your car and they take the money,
Asset forfeiture.
Yeah, they pull the asset forfeiture on their ass. That's going to open everything up. They're also talking about releasing all the technologies. There's 6,000 patents they're going to release. Everything from free energy to cures for everything, cancer, AIDS, all that shit. Letting out the truth of all these things. It's exciting to think about. If it's true, it's amazing. And you know me, like I said, I don't think Trump is anything. As a matter of fact, I say it all the time. Nobody's coming to save you. There are no saviors. Save yourself. You know, I've said that for years. Anyways, I'm starting to see these signs of these things starting to happen, like the Fed actually being merged with the Treasury.
How do you see that in your normal daily life?
How do I see that?
Yeah. What would you see in your daily life?
My daily life is sitting on the fucking internet chatting with a bunch of idiots in a fucking chat room.
Because when you borrow money, you'll only have to pay back that amount of money. There will be no interest charges.
Well, that's a whole other deal. Well, the technology that we have available now, or that could be available now, is technology that would eliminate the need for anybody to do manual labor. I mean, we've got automation technology that people can stop working. like Rums was, doesn't want to work. He should be all about this because what they want to do, based on the Georgia Guidestones, is kill off 6.5-7 billion people and keep it all to themselves, and then initiate and build up this automated system that will take care of the cream of the crop, as far as they're concerned, for the rest of time.
Yeah, that kind of shut everybody up all at once. How about you, Larry?
Well, I'm all for releasing the technology, and there's a lot of stuff that Trump has done that I really don't agree with, that I am totally against, like all the extra oil and gas pipelines. They shut down the ones that go through the sacred Black Hills, finally. But there has never been a pipeline, and is not, there are no pipelines at all that do not leak.
No.
And there's an answer. There's thousands of answers for free energy where we don't need this oil and gas anymore.
With a
high magnetic field in the vortex of any of our coils, you can put an iron rod in there, and boom, you've got an electric heater. That's all there is to it. So the technology is there. You don't need batteries. You don't need batteries anymore.
I'll bet that Elon Musk guy don't want to hear that shit.
We're going to put his ass out of business, period.
Come on. How many billion dollars do people need? Give me a break. Bet. And business. What business? Guy plays on TV. He runs around playing dressed up.
He's a Department of Defense shill.
Well, whatever. He runs around in costumes making videos like Michael Jackson.
Okay? He's a dark horse.
Michael Jackson wasn't a political figure either, but, you know, hey, that's about how this guy is. An entertainer. Yeah. Only his brand of entertainment kind of bores me. But I see the bright side of it through other people that he razzle dazzles and sparkles, because their input into the game is different.
Okay, so you buy a $20,000 battery bank to power your house from Elon Musk. Every 5 years, you're going to have to replace that shit.
Told you.
Yep. What's that called?
That's what they want.
Planned obsolescence?
Exactly.
Build something that works just for so long, so they have to keep coming back and buying more.
Right. So all the laws are all written so that the only affordable way there is to actually make something is to make it the way they tell you to make it. So you can't make what you talk about on the radio podcast, because it doesn't fall within the guidelines of manufacturing regulation.
That's right. In order to make a complete system that will power somebody's house from just plug it in, we would have to get an underwriter's laboratory approval. And that's simply a safety company that does a bunch of tests on it that says it will not kill anybody. Well, they're run by the oil and gas people, so we'll never get an underwriter's label, even if we could get a patent on it. So it's going to have to go out and kill.
You've got roadblock after roadblock.
Yeah.
Well, we all do. That's the whole point of the show. We're all being held back, but we don't all know that.
Right.
Let's tell more people.
Just like
maybe more people will join Larry and help him make this freaking machine. That's the simple side of it.
That's the hope. Yeah.
Because it's going to take a matter. It's a matter of intelligence, I think, at this point.
He's so skeptical.
Hey, I'm not claiming to be smart. I'm just claiming that.
No, I'm talking about
attention. Listen, you can figure it out, but this stuff isn't easy. This is not your average Joe's conversation. The electrical stuff.
Well,
and even the stuff you're saying about Trump. I mean, some people probably went through the roof hearing it. But take the good, I take the good with the bad.
I don't like Trump anymore. I didn't like him when he was on that fucking TV show. I never watched that shit. I watched about 30 minutes of it.
But it's the results that matter, not who fucking takes some credit for this shit.
I mean, the dude's a rich asshole. He's got all kinds of people claiming he fucked him over in the contracting business. You know, contractors hated his ass because he's a hard ass. And if you didn't do it just exactly the way he wanted it, he wouldn't pay you. I mean, the guy's ruthless, shrewd in business.
Three bankruptcies.
Yeah, but he's still got billions.
And a fourth pending. Yeah.
You can scream bankruptcy all day long, but he comes back and still has billions in the bank. He's still got, we just watched that roasting of Trump the other day. Remember that? Did you watch that?
No.
That deal where Trump's said the word fuck. That was the whole big deal. Well, they roasted Donald Trump back in 2011 or 12 or something, before he ever ran. But he was talking about running. He was saying he was going to run. He was actually planning on running in 2012, but didn't for some reason. But he was saying, what's the difference? Ah, damn it, I can't remember. I botched it. I can't remember this shit. But, I mean, basically, the last words he said were, you can't say what you will, but I'm the guy with $7 billion fucking dollars in the bank.
Oh, right. He's made reference to, regarding his bankruptcies, he'll say, yeah, but not a personal bankruptcy.
Right.
And he does, we're all corporations in the long run. So.
Right. So some of his businesses did bankruptcy. That's part of doing business.
Right. I'm trying to, but he's at a level of finance that he's got personal finance that we don't have.
Right.
You got to speak banker.
He was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. His daddy was a billionaire, and that's how he got started, and da-da-da-da. There's a lot of other silver spoon motherfuckers running around that didn't do what Trump did, though. You know? And aren't where Trump's at. So, I mean, you know, I'm not trying to praise Trump. I don't, fuck, you know, he's just...
I didn't say you were. You got.
He's just done what he's done. No, I didn't mean you were, but I'm trying not to like the guy. I really am.
I wouldn't make friends with him. He's not the kind of person that I want to be around.
Yeah, you know, he's a egotistical, self-righteous egomaniac. I mean, that's easy.
There's nothing wrong with being a psycho.
But if any of this is true, I mean, the implications are huge.
Huge!
Yeah. Does make jokes at you.
Mm-hmm.
So I was laughing because I was reading it.
Nah, he does okay. Mm-hmm. He's all right.
So what are you guys going to do, right? If Trump doesn't make it and they do put Biden in that seat, then what?
Oh, nothing different than I have been doing.
Yep. The cop that he is.
It would be the next, you know?
Can't lose no matter who they put in that seat.
Yeah, who the next fucking ass clown they put in there is just going to be another fucking shit show. Who are they gonna bomb this week?
Okay, what improvements are going to take place in the land of the free and the home of the brave between now and November 4th?
Oh,
that's going to keep your country together.
According to Steve, let's see, is it August? I think he said August. In August, something's supposed to happen.
I've been hearing that kind of shit for 45 years.
Yeah, no shit.
Yep. September's going to happen.
August or September, they're going to some big event's going to happen. The banking thing is going to get fucking torn down.
Torn down.
Torn down.
That doesn't really translate into bonehead talk. Torn down. See, because I think that the dollar's already.
That's why I asked Steve on, because he's been following this stuff. I haven't been following this stuff. I just learned about it. I mean, I've heard the term Nassar before. And I kind of looked at it way back when. I mean, it's just been going on since it started in the 30s. Way back in the 30s. When the farmers started getting fucked over with all this New Deal shit.
And yeah, Grim was just talking about that Monday night.
Yeah. And there was, I mean, that's known. There was a lawsuit taken up by all these farmers against the government, and they hid it. They shut it down and swept it under the rug and hid it. But it's there.
Just like income tax.
Mm-hmm.
That was never ratified.
Yeah, just like the 16th Amendment was never ratified. There was even a judge, a case where a judge actually admits, we know that the 16th Amendment was never ratified, but we've been doing it for so long, it comes under long-time practice and custom.
That's the same with the homestead kind of thing. If you take care of a strip of your neighbor's property for 7 years, you can then claim that property.
Yeah, it's called adverse possession.
Yeah. And that's why you shoot people that are on your property.
Right?
Wow. I wouldn't even think of it. Never crossed my mind to do something like that.
Yeah, but there's people that do.
When my grandmother
and
died...
And there's just situations that happened that, hey, they really thought that was their land and they've been taking care of it for so long. And then all of a sudden a property dispute comes up and they go to court and the judge says, well, since they've been taking care of it and they've improved upon it and done all this stuff, you can either pay them for what they did to it or just say it's theirs. And you lost 2 feet off your property line or some shit. Like, you know, there's cases like that.
When my grandmother died, she owned 20 acres of the old home place in Florida. And when she died, everybody, all the families moved up here, and nobody went down there to do anything on that property.
Yeah.
Well, some squatters moved in, built a shed, built a little cabin on it,
mm-hmm.
and now that property is theirs.
Yeah.
They were on it for 7 years, and we tried over and over to get them off, but you couldn't get them off the property. Every time you run them off, they'd come back.
Yeah, well, you have that's, and you know what? I think that's right. If you're not using the property, fuck you. Well, that's my opinion, you know, and that not in your case so much, but there's these people, these rich motherfuckers that are buying up thousands and thousands of acres of land that's just sitting there, and they're not using it. They're not doing anything with it. They're just buying it up to keep other people from being able to. And so adverse possession, squatter's rights is the old term for it, is a legit thing in my opinion.
Yeah. It was on and on.
So, yeah. So, there you have it. What's next?
What do you think about the global currency reset?
Oh, that's another part of the whole Nassar. There's the Nassar and then there's Jisara.
Right.
And according to Steve, the global currency reset thing is going to go to a crypto, based on the Ripple, the XRT, I think is what he called it. That's going to be for trade between nations. And the local national currency is going to go to a gold and silver backed currency like the Constitution demands.
Yeah, resource backed. Yeah.
No, it's gold and silver specifically. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 8, I think.
Okay.
seven. Yeah, it's in Article 1, Section 8. It's all the powers of the government. There's 17 powers that the government was given. All other power was reserved to the states or to the people, according to the 10th Amendment. But Article 1, Section 8 lists 17 powers that the federal government was supposed to have, and it excluded all other powers to them. So anything that's not listed in those 17 article sections of that article is out of bounds. So, in other words, all these ABC agencies and education and energy and all these departments, they got, it's all extra constitutional.
Mm-hmm.
According to the plan, all that shit's going to go away.
Good. I'm all for that.
Yeah, if you're not anti-Trump, you're a right-winger. Sorry, I'm not playing in your box. It doesn't apply.
I'm not really interested in politics at all.
Hey, me neither. I think they all need to die in a fire.
Yeah. Yeah, if we do away with all of them, things would get better.
Yep.
And I'm not for doing away with the police or that kind of thing.
Who's going to build the roads, man?
Yeah. Who am I going to have to blame for my shortcomings?
No,
oh, that's fine.
Anyway, we don't need no police.
If everybody would pay attention to themselves and not worry about the fucking statue, yeah, we don't need no police.
If the cops weren't going to come arrest you when you shot some scumbag criminal breaking into your house, there wouldn't be very many scumbag criminals left after a very short period of time.
That's right. That's right. Take the safety labels off the famous stupid people.
Now you still have to deal with the scumbag criminals because they're still coming and breaking in your house. But now you got more scumbag criminals that are going to come and arrest you when you kill the other scumbag criminals.
Mm-hmm.
Put you in a cage.
Oh, yeah, that.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I don't want the government dictating my morals.
Right.
But, Larry, that's what governments do.
They're telling me how to take care of my health.
And Hitler said, give me your children until they're 8 years old and they'll be Nazis for the rest of their life.
Yep.
So I don't want to know indoctrinating our children.
No, I've been very vocal about that in the chat room, too. I've always said, fuck the schools. We have the technology now. There is absolutely no reason to have public school systems.
That's right.
My indoctrinational with yours.
There was a family in this neighborhood that the parents homeschooled the kids. Well, that was really sweet, and I was all for it. But mom and dad didn't know anything at all about science or anything, mathematics, science. They didn't know anything about it. So those kids don't know anything about math and science.
Yeah.
But they're really good in English and music and things like
whatever
that.
Whatever their parents were good at, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're going to homeschool your kid, that's wonderful. Teach them what you know, but if you don't know it, you've got the tool in front of you. It's called the Internet.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. The technology we have today eliminates any need for public school.
Yeah. The only reason you don't know something right now is because you don't want to.
Which would also eliminate the need for all the property taxes, or most of the property taxes, what they allegedly claim they're used for, anyway. But the bulk of property taxes, generally in most states, go to school systems.
Yeah, whether you got kids or not.
All of that, you're paying for other people's idiots. So, all that could go away. Just go away. Don't eat it. And then, or you could take all of that put it into development of a free open source online education system, which there's already out there. That, I mean, people have been making that stuff already for homeschoolers. So, I mean, it's all there. And so right now we've got a basket of everybody's idea on how to do it, all just helter-skelter. So there's plenty of stuff out there to choose from as far as how to educate kids. I mean, it's not that fucking hard. You teach them how to read. You teach them how to write. You teach them how to add to it.
Get the fuck out of the way
and teach them how to cook. Teach them how to change their oil and how to change their tire.
Yeah. Teach them what money is. Teach them, you know, teach them about life. And, you know, and then pay attention to what they're doing, what they're into, and encourage them. Give them some encouragement. This is a big pet peeve of mine because my parents didn't do this. Encourage your children and notice what they're into and nurture that spark.
Yeah.
Because when you see that, you know, like me, I was all into science, man. I got that chemistry set, man. I was, you know, man, check this shit out, you know. But that was it. Here's the chemistry set. Now go play. You know, it wasn't, oh, well, let's do this together and let's have this. Oh, well, if we get this, we could learn that and do this. It's all about being engaged, you know, and most people, they don't even deserve to have kids, first of all, because they don't really want them. They just want to say they had a kid. And, you know, they set them in front of the fucking TV and, you know, or send them off to school daycare and, you know, and they wonder why their kids act like a freaking psycho.
No kid left behind. Everybody gets a trophy.
And no kids behind left alone. Yeah, I get a little animated about it. It's just there's so much stuff that the world could be a whole different place.
Oh yeah.
If we had not been.
If they had followed Tesla instead of Edison by now, we'd be in flying cars and
it was over long before even Tesla. Well, he was in the middle of it, but I mean the banksters were here from the get go. I mean, the Federal Reserve is the third central bank of the United States. Actually, there were two predecessors to the Federal Reserve, the Bank of the United States. Both of them lasted 20 years before they got shut down. So the bankers have been here all along. And if you believe in the Bible and all that shit, they were here way back when Jesus kicked them out of the frickin' temple.
Yep.
So if you believe in all that shit.
During the Middle Ages when the Rothschilds got their start with the Templars.
Yeah. So it's just I don't know. Lost time. Can't get back.
Yep.
You know, that's what burns me up. Every day that goes by is another wasted day worrying about who's gonna fucking be the president.
Pee Wee Herman.
Who gives a fuck? They're not going to fix anything. I tell you that.
They're a figurehead anyway that follows the direction
exactly
of the behind the people.
I was saying that this morning. No president has ever passed a law. Not one. They've never passed the law. All they do is sign them. All they can do is sign what the fucking Congress puts in front of them.
Yeah.
And so if you got somebody to blame, they must be included in the blame. Because the president can't sign nothing that the Congress didn't fucking dream up and put in front of him.
Blame yourself because you voted those assholes in.
Well, yeah, that's what I tell the voters. But, and so you know.
Well, apparently it's your fault for not voting.
No, it's not my fault for not voting.
That's what they say.
Well, like I care what they say.
Well, I'm just being, you know, given an equal side.
I know.
You don't have to be right to be heard.
If I was to vote, it wouldn't be for either Democrat or Republican.
And so, I wouldn't even consider the act.
And you know what? When I tell people, okay, if you insist on voting, if you think voting is vitally important to your duty as a citizen of the United States of America, then vote for one of these independent people that actually want to try and fix things and not one of these lying scumbag motherfuckers from the right or left wing of the fuck you party. You know, if you're going to vote, do that. And then it's like, oh, well, no, I wasn't going to throw my vote away. I'm not going to waste my vote. Oh, so you're going to vote for the lesser of two evils. So you're voting for evil. Mm-hmm. And after that, fuck you. You know, I mean, really.
I don't know. I've always thought that none of the above.
I'm not safe for work, Howie. Trust me. You did. Anyway.
Well, I think that me and Cirk are going to declare war against the United States.
Oh, yeah.
As the country of Flashmania.
Okay.
Now, wait. I'm not done yet. Then I'm going to immediately surrender, and then I'm going to file for foreign aid.
and get war reparations.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and then I'm gonna sue Congress for hurting my feelings. And I'll get a settlement. I got plans.
You should get billions.
I'm just making fun of how this.
Dude, you're a Jew too, so. You should be able to get like $10 million an hour or something.
If you told the public the truth in a simple 5-year-old way to understand it, they still wouldn't understand it.
Donna says she already did part of this plan with her dad a long time ago. The same thing you're talking about doing.
Yeah, because we're Jewish and we know it works.
Yeah.
You are being held hostage by the smallest population of religious believers on the planet have got the whole planet being held hostage, all because of a couple of books. And I got the luxury of, if I ever fall into times of despair and need to be Jewish, I can be.
Well, fuck yeah. Everybody's going to take advantage of what they can.
You can't.
That's human nature. I mean, you take advantage of what you can.
You don't have a show nation.
If white privilege was real, I'd be all over it, man.
Now, you're a redneck. You would never make it in the Jewish door. It would never work for you, sir.
No,
but see, that's how tribes are. And I'm the guest of a tribe. I'm a guest in a tribal land. Fascinating shit.
Yeah.
Well, the people here that speak to me, they know. I'm never going to learn Danish where I could be understood in the first place. They really know that. Where you'd have a conversation, nah. Words here and there, maybe, but to be, you know. So we've come to this decision among us, and it just like
that's actually not a bad plan to some extent. What you and Donna says the same thing. She brought up the term micronation, and she was going to do the same thing what you're talking about.
Yeah, circling and Texas blood money, so it wouldn't work.
Oh no. She said, but her dad sold the land we were going to create the micronation on. But mm-hmm. I've been saying it for a long time in the chat for years that city-states are the future. And
small community, you mean? Or
people think I'm joking about that, but I'm dead serious. city-states. Micronations, whatever you might want to call them.
Like take the federal out of the United States of America.
Yeah, and even take the states out of the states because the states are even too big. The only way you can have a truly functioning society based on any kind of democratic principle. Now, don't get me started on democracy because that's the worst form of government. But in small communities, democracy can work to a certain extent as long as there's a baseline of
accountability
of a guideline to go by based on liberty and NAP, non-aggression principle, and accountability for actions. And see, on a micronation city state type level, you could bring back the practice of outlawry and banishment. Which means you don't have to have prisons and you don't have to execute people. You just kick them the fuck out. Let somebody else deal with them. And they'll end up
technology's taking care of all that.
Those kind of people, Darwin will take care of it, you know? And then
you got cameras in every corner, Rob. You're safe.
I'm not worried about being safe.
Smile for the camera. Well, that's what they're for, safety.
I can defend myself. But
from what?
Everything but a frickin' government.
See, that's the only problem I got. And it's not even real, so it's not really a problem. It's just something to talk about.
Yeah, I can defend myself from everything but other people's belief systems.
Wow.
That's what it amounts to, is you're defending yourself from a bunch of other people's belief system in this organization they call government, which is nothing but a bunch of people playing roles.
Playing dress up, yeah.
They're wearing costumes, they're acting out their roles. That's why the laws they passed are called acts.
Little ceremonies and shit.
They're called acts.
Rituals and performances. It's cool.
They're acting.
Yeah, well, you guys are going to have that problem, not me. I'm over here. I'm in communist shithole land over here, remember? I don't have no President Trump to answer.
No, you have a queen.
I got a prime minister-ish. Mitter. Yeah.
Hey, S Circle, what was those people that did that, solve that math problem?
Oh, Rob's asking about the math problem. I don't know.
Who was that?
Link that you sent him.
Who was it?
Here, you want me to give her the headphones? We're live.
Yeah, let's get some Circle on the radio.
No, she's does this.
Come on,
Circle. Come
on,
Rob.
Come talk to me.
You're my headphones.
Okay. She don't want to put your headphones on. I get it now. Ask her to tell us who that was and where they're from.
Okay, put it on the wire of who that was and where that came from. She's nodding her head and typing, so she'll put it up on the wire for you.
Okay.
Da-da-da-da.
I'm not going to be able to read that. I just wanted her to tell me, where are they from?
I don't know. Where are they from? Denmark.
They are from Denmark. Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
What difference does that make? What are you, some kind of racist?
Yeah. No, I just wanted to know where they were, so if anybody wants, because, well, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I was stuck in my brain, and I have to have closure on it.
Rob's got issues. Oh, for fuck's sake. We have to change his name to Hansen.
I got issues. Y'all know me.
All right. I'm writing the end of the show notes, calling it Rob's Got Issues.
Who doesn't know that?
I don't.
You're not breaking news or anything.
Nah, I'm not accusing you of anything new, though.
No.
But beside the point,
I've been pissed at the world forever.
We sit at the dork table on Saturday. You figure it out. Cool kids. I thought the cool kids were like, hey, please go away, O. I don't like you, O. Wasn't a big problem to not be welcomed amongst all those cool people at school.
Ooh. Yeah, I was a loner too.
No, I didn't.
None of them were anybody I wanted to be around. But
I was a escape artist from the academia thing. It didn't appeal to me for some reason. Thought it was being fucked. And you know what? When I found out, when I learned about Tesla, like in 1987, holy shit. I never heard about him in school. Oh. How come? And then it got me all pissed off at school. Whoa, what else did they not tell me? Fuckers. Did they tell me anything that wasn't bullshit? I was there for a couple of years.
Okay, so I got that.
What?
I already had that link, Circle.
Oh, you're yelling at me.
I know what the problem was.
Oh.
I was just trying to find out who the people were that solved it.
Oh, he wanted to know who the people were that solved it is his final question. Now, okay, she's just sending it to you now.
There it is. Now, I understand that's in Danish, so.
Why? Open it.
Yeah, it's in Danish.
He says it's in Danish. Let's get a translator.
For those of you who can read Danish, there it is.
There's a translator. You computer nerds know how to translate shit. Don't play dumb.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Grim could do it. Or Cowboy Tech, probably. Anyways, I just thought that would be... I don't know what they do exactly even, because I can't read it. But
they solved it.
They solved that, the three utility problem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know what you were talking about for a long time.
Yeah, these are the guys that solved that problem. Okay. And I'm assuming they came up with some algorithm or something to do it. I translated the title. That's great, right? Now do the rest of the article. Paste it one line at a time, please. Do it now. You have 8 minutes. I'm kidding.
Well, there's a way.
I'm kidding. I know there's a way. You can put a link in a translator and it'll translate the website. Here's the full science article in English. Oh, she found it in English. Hang on. We have an English translation by Jacob Holm.
And the world was saved.
Okay, this is Larry might understand this. I sure as hell don't. Okay, there, I put it in the chat room. Fully dynamic planarity testing in polylogarithmic time. Yeah.
Yeah, that really does it for me there, sport.
Figure that out and give us a report next week.
Oh, that's way over my pay grade. You better get Hansel for this one.
Telling Larry,
I don't even know what that means.
I was trying to tell Larry if you shut up for a second.
But I'm having fun because I don't know.
I don't know. Polylogarithmic.
Yeah, work with me here. Work with me. Come on. He's looking up the words as he reads.
Poly logarithmic. Poly is many. Log is subscribing something. And arithmetic is math. So many logs of math.
A bucket of turd.
It's an equation that involves using three logarithms, which is the three different utilities.
See where?
Very notes.
Yeah. There is a PhD.
However, I don't see it can't be that easy to solve.
No, it's been, nobody has solved it for decades and decades. It's one of those math problems that nobody could solve, and these guys evidently solved it, or they claim they have.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go to, what, the submission history? I'm going to have to go somewhere in this through the links to find the equation.
Yeah, I have no idea what it is. Maybe it's this one. Fully dynamic planarity testing in polylogarithmic time. This is exponential. Best algorithm. It means a planar bearing.
Oh, download the PDF on the right side.
Oh, there it is. There you go.
Now,
see what that says. There.
Ooh,
yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a whole paper on it. There you go.
That's the white paper. Cool.
There you go. Digest that and give us a report next week.
Okay.
Cool.
I'll tell you right now, I won't have any idea what they're talking about.
Well, you're the smart guy here.
Yeah, I'll read this over because I'm really interested.
Only reason I was interested in it is because I saw the application to you being able to sort your wires and maybe it would help you some way. One of your brainiacs in your group might be able to get something out of it and usable.
The pictures, the graphic pictures that they're showing.
I can read the pictures, man.
It reminds me of magnetic fields.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, magnetic fields, Weaver lines.
Look at that. Hell yeah. This might be the key to something that just blows everybody away. I don't know. But I've found in my lifetime that happens a lot with me, where I put two people together or put some information in front of somebody and they grab it and go, this is just what I needed.
What they've done to solve that is put the central house, one house, right in the middle.
Uh-huh.
And that's where all the other three things intersect.
Yeah. So they use the central house as a...
As a hub,
yeah. Cool. Like I said, hopefully this will click with one of the brainiac friends and they'll come up with something brilliant out of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that was my hope in bringing that up. And so was hope in bringing it up to me because it sounded like something that would fit in with what we're doing.
I'll send this to the group this afternoon and then Monday I'll ask for...
There you go. See if anybody had any sparks from it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Circle, you may have just changed the world.
Indeed. Oh, no. No, I don't want to go the other direction. I was just getting you suspending this way.
Well, this show has gone by fast.
Wow. Okay.
It is almost over.
Keep the balance right, folks.
Yep. I guess I'll do a recap of what's coming up. So, tomorrow,
Larry and Rob. Appreciate it.
Thanks for being here, Flash.
Thanks. It's been fun.
So, tomorrow we have the Frickers Ball Show. If Misty shows up, if not, it'll be the Balls to the Wall at 11 Eastern Time tomorrow. And then Saturday, we have the Dork Table. Comes on at, 2, I think, or 3 Eastern. And then Sunday, you have the Blues and Trivia with Grimnir starting at 11 Eastern. And then followed by Al Anthony at 3. And then Monday, we have Graham with his new show, It's All Connected, which is really connected. So, and you can visit the reallibertymedia.com website to get the schedule. at any time. Larry, you have any last thoughts before we go?
Nope, doing fine. This has been a wonderful show again. I really have enjoyed it.
I have too. It's been a pleasure and a blast. And so that is it, the Dropping a Coral show for Thursday, July 23rd, 2020. You guys have a wonderful week, and we will see you next time.